No problem, Tom.
Good morning, good day, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach. Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. And today we have a fellow coach, Julie Shulam. Julie is based in Georgia, USA. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Francisco. Nice to be here.
Thanks for accepting to be part of the community and to be a guest. This is your episode. And as usual, my first question, Julie. Who is Julie?
I like that. Well, Julie is a creative, a coach, an advisor, a consultant. I do lots of things. Oh. I've been doing lots of things for a very long time.
If you have to choose, which is there any preference about those? Are there any preference?
No, because I love them all. I do everything because I love what I do. I love all these things. I've got it down to a science now where I'm only doing those things which I love.
That's the first quote I will take here, doing things that I love. So what was your background then, Julie? Where are you coming from, or your work? Or, yeah.
Well, I actually started my career a long time ago as a professional organizer and efficiency expert. So I was working with entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and helping them to streamline their companies so that they can be more profitable and have less stress and overwhelm in their work life and their personal life, of course, too, because it flows, right? And I did that for quite a number of years. And then from there, I segued into coaching about 2 decades ago. Mm-hmm. So I realized I can have a greater reach, and I was starting to take advantage of the opportunity to go virtual so I can work with more people from varying locations.
Yes.
Prior to that, I was really well known in Southern California, which is where I'm from, which is where my background is from. Nice. And I had quite a following. I still do. I still have people finding me and calling me from California. So coast to coast, but actually my clients are now international as well. So I work with people all over the world. And I love that I get to help people to get past where they're stuck, and particularly in the productivity space. So being a professional organizer and time management consultant, I have spoken and done webinars and all kinds of ways to help others become more productive, whether it be organizing their space, their mind, which is the big part now, as well as being able to get things done in a more efficient manner, so that they can meet deliverables and deadlines as needed for their lives.
Yeah. Professional organizer, Julie.
Yeah.
So hearing that, it's like, do professionals really need to organize? They have to learn how to organize?
Well, yes. People, are you asking about, do people need to learn how to organize?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yes. And, here's the funny part. When I started as a professional organizer, I started before the National Association of Professional Organizers even existed. So I was doing this before it was a real thing, before it was a career. It is a career, and there are certifications in this now. But what I thought when I first started, I couldn't imagine that there would be that many people that would need to get organized. I thought, well, I'll help those few that need some assistance, and then I'll have to find another career, something else to do, because everyone will be organized. I won't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
So it turned out that there are a lot of people who are not organized at all, and they struggle and they hide and they suffer with this lack of organization. And yeah, it's not just, keeping their environment tidy and organized. It's also learning how to manage time and have good work-life balance and be able to get get tasks done in an appropriate amount of time. And keeping track of all the steps and all the parts, especially project managers, that's a big one, in being able to juggle all the different parts that need to be, you know, the steps that need to happen and all the people that might be doing them. So leaders are another group that I work with, because this way I'm helping them to manage all the people that are in their team. And it's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, shall we say. But organizing is kind of the base of where I started, because I realized that people were not moving forward. They weren't able to get things done because their stuff was keeping them stuck. And they had this a tremendous amount of things just all over the place that were constant reminders of all the stuff they needed to do. One of the things I found, which was really fascinating, was that people did not know how to manage tasks. They didn't know how to keep good lists of the things they needed to do. So what they did is they kept all their stuff out as a reminder of the stuff to do. So it was a visual task list, instead, you know, a physical one, instead of actually writing things down and having things, their belongings tucked away to deal with at another time, or stacked in a way that they can get to them. No, they just had them as clutter all over the place. Okay. And the thing is that, you know, when you walk into your office and you see a lot of clutter, it's psychologically debilitating. You need to be able to not have a messy space so that you can actually be creative and think and work through the things that you need to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, while you were saying this, I have this again, but my curiosity is here back now. It's like two questions. So it's like, how is this evolved? Now, let's put it this way. My first question was, have you, because you said 20 years, more than 20 years, started this being a professional organizer. And it seems like it was, it was a career, sort of, no, you change. And you have a certain transition, right, to be a coach. Were there any change of habits, of behavior from back then and you're seeing what is now? That's one question. And the other question, okay, just before I forgot, is you're talking more about organizing the tangible, their space, their your office for the work, right? Or the way they get. But that was, in my mind, was like, so how do you organize, because you're a coach, the emotions, the thoughts. Or maybe it's different, but that's what I have.
All right, I'm gonna answer your first question first. The changes that I've seen. First of all, I started organizing over 40 years ago, so it's been a long time. Not just 20. 20 was the coaching.
Oh yeah, okay.
Was the organizing. I've been doing this a long time. I actually worked my way through college by organizing medical and dental offices. So that's how I started, was working in small businesses, primarily medical, dental. And then I was working for organizing therapy offices and law offices and real estate offices. So I branched into a lot of different arenas. And the main difference that has occurred from the time I started is that we've gone from physical time management systems like day planner, day runner, those things,
yes,
where you would hand write everything down, to digital. And I actually teach people how to use both. So a lot of people still like to write things down. And in reality, we should, because when we write things down, it goes into our memory much better. So we have greater success when we physically write things down, but you can't write everything down. You have like a myriad of papers all over the place. So I also help people to use their digital options and kind of do a hybrid option, a hybrid system. So I teach people how to do that. So we've gone from only paper to now digital options.
Digital, yes.
And I think this was a good thing. I mean, I like the tech. The other huge thing that has changed is we'd gone from a lot of papers, physical papers, filing systems. I used to design and organize filing systems. I can, knock out a filing system in a matter of hours for people that had been struggling with trying to put things away and find things again for, oh my gosh, forever. So now we don't have the physical papers. We've got digital files. We've got folders. We've got documents. We've got PDFs. And we want to keep all that organized. Well, interestingly, and maybe hopefully not surprisingly, the same concepts actually apply. Okay. Because you're going from a physical thing to a virtual thing, but you still want to have things organized in a way that you can file them away again. Your desktop should not have 100 different things opened up on it. And you want to be able to find things again. So without having to use your search bar all the time. Sometimes that doesn't help.
Yeah. I can imagine that.
Yeah. You know, if you didn't label it correctly, you're going to have a hard time finding that document. So I help people to label things properly, file them properly. So I create similar systems. I teach how to do that. It takes a lot less time because digital, you just drag it, move things around. Whereas when we were physically doing it, we'd take out stacks and stacks of papers and folders and files and putting a whole system together and labeling it properly. So that's probably one of the biggest changes I've seen.
Okay.
And I love that we can still, do both. Granted, people still have paper. We haven't gone paperless as much as that was touted years ago that, we're going to be paperless. Yeah, no, we're not. We have less of it. But we can generate more of it now, too, because we can just print that stuff off in a heartbeat and have a lot more paper. So
it's still there. Sure.
Still there.
Okay, good. Let's say pretty much from a physical to virtual. Now the question I have is, like I just said, you wrote it down. It's like, okay, organize. Emotionally, the thoughts as well, and also the behavior. Is that part of the, where you transitioned as a coach to Julie?
In many ways, yes. And one of the things that I spend a lot of my work time doing is I actually have a subspecialty in working with adults with ADHD. Mm-hmm. So I work with a lot of professionals whose brain chemistry is different, and they are generally successful, creative, intelligent. They've got everything going on, but they can't get it going on. They cannot get things done. So from a perspective I wouldn't really call it organizing emotions or thoughts, but I help people create systems, not okay. just physically, but within their mindset. So helping them to create ways of making decisions. That's a big one. A lot of times people don't have a really great method of how to make a decision. And we have, thousands of them all the time, every day practically, where we are having to make a decision. Should we do this or this first? Should I make that call? Should I, do this, send this email? We have things all the time that we're having to decide between. So there is, in a way, there is a method of organizing not so much our thoughts as much as our way of doing something.
Uh-huh.
And then keeping ourselves grounded in reducing the overwhelm around those things that we're doing. Because a lot of times we get to the point where there's so much we have to do, and then we start going down that rabbit hole or negative thinking.
Yes.
Well, that's not going to help anybody. That doesn't get you from moving forward. So in a way, yes, there is some organizing of thoughts or emotions, but I kind of approach it from more of a tactical place where let's get you some systems and boundaries and methods in place so that you don't go into that negative mindset. Because then I have to get out of it.
Yeah. You know what? Thanks for that, Julia. It tells a lot. And me as well, I was recently assessed. I was assessed recently to be an adult ADHD. And which I knew, you know already more as what was it, but you decided to make an assessment in the spectrum. But you said, I mean, I was able to get a good career. I'm very creative. I do a lot of things and so on. But I like what you said, you know, here. You support, or you are there to for them to create a system within their mindset. Mm-hmm. So it's not a system for that fits all. It's like as an individual.
Oh yeah.
It's their own mindset.
Yes.
Is that, yes. You know, that's what I got. It's like, okay, regardless of your ADHD, you want a system for you to move forward, to organize, whatever it is, it's your mindset. Let's talk about it. You see, that's what I am understanding from what you're saying, Julie. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's correct. And as a lot of times, particularly adults that have gotten a recent diagnosis, which is generally where they're at when they get to me, they're like, yeah, so my child has ADHD and I just found out, so do I. And there's a lot of, first of all, I don't know, I found for most adults anyway, it's kind of a relief that they have an answer to why they've been experiencing the challenges they have for the better part of their lives. And now they can say, okay, now I have an answer, a reason that this is challenging for me. But now what do I do with it? Now, how do I harness my strengths and accommodate my challenges? And I don't call them problems because problems can't always be solved, but challenges, yes. Okay. And I help them create systems and mindsets again, if in order to make sure that they are able to fully understand, first of all, what's going on in their brain chemistry and help them to be able to move forward and take advantage of some of the things that they can do really well. Which, you know, we all have our strengths and our challenges. This is, you know, nothing different, but every person is different, of course. And every person that comes to me, I need to find out, well, what's working for them? You know, are they able to sleep? You know, if you're not sleeping, you're going to have some challenges. Maybe not. We can work on sleep hygiene. Are they eating properly? Are they exercising? All the things that help with executive functioning skills. So I'm always making sure that, you know, we're addressing the challenges that I see kind of across the board, if you will, with many, many clients. But at the same time, I'm also addressing their particular challenges, because often with ADHD, there are some coexisting conditions as well. They might have dyslexia. They might have anxiety. They might have various levels of stress. A lot of that, though, I see as a condition because the ADHD issue hasn't been addressed. So a lot of times when they start realizing, oh, okay, if I use this system and I can get things done in a logical way, I don't have stress anymore. The overwhelm is diminished and they feel great and they feel successful. The frustration diminishes substantially. That's what I'm after, is helping them to get to that place where, okay, I've got this. I can make things happen. I can do this. And that's what I want to help them achieve. And I will help them put whatever system needs to be put in place and help them to manage their schedule. That's a big problem for many, is calendaring. That's a huge one. Because with most people, regardless of ADHD or not, we're not so great at estimating how long it's going to take us to get something done. Okay. And we think it's going to be done way faster than it ever would be. And then we get behind and then we feel like, okay, we failed. I didn't get everything done today. So I clearly, something's wrong. No, you just didn't know how to plan it well. And I can help people to do that. So it's feeling comfortable with who they are and confident that they're going to be able to get these things done.
You got it. Yeah. I mean, I resonate with what you're saying. And then I whole my life, you know, now I'm looking for answers now. And, you know, that's fine. But going back to what you said, and I really appreciate what I'm hearing from you. It's like your way of being there for your client is for them to feel that they're able to do it, they're able to plan, they're able to have a system for their mindset to work, right? And all those things. But it's just something that there you are as a coach. No? But being a coach, Julie, what else do you have in your plate, right? Supporting. I don't know if your clients are only have this kind of ADHD, or are there other types of clients that approach you for their mindset or for their system?
I can't even pinpoint one niche, if you will. I get a lot of people from the corporate world, as well as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. So since I started with entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, it's kind of my sweet spot. That's what I love working, what I love working with, because I'm an entrepreneur. This is all I've done is start companies. I've had 7 companies to date, which I've started and eventually, phased out or sold. But I love working with business people who are starting their own business somehow. So that's always a treat for me. I've helped several people launch their own companies, and I love working with managers and leaders in the corporate world, because they're working with various people within their team, of course. And many times they've got someone with ADHD on their staff and they do not know what to do with this. So I actually speak and teach about how to work with ADHD in the workplace.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually a speaker at the ADHD International Conference coming up in November, December. And I've spoken at this conference in the past. And I love being able, let's just say, I like the challenge of being able to help someone who's felt stuck for so long, and they want to get help. They want to succeed, and they can. And I love being able to see that happen for them. So
it seems that you have a lot of story behind that about, your experience, let's say, or sharing with all that. And I like what you said, it's like a corporate individual who was well functioning, managing people, the business, and all this, and together with suddenly that person has to be working or dealing with a certain individual with a certain habits or ADHD, if you want, which is totally different. No? Which I'm not saying it's something that the person who has to have this ADHD has to have their own, as you said, they have their own mindset. Therefore, they have to learn how to put their system, right? That's one.
Yeah. And when they structure in their days, they're way more productive. And that's one of the biggest challenges for most of my clients are coming to me because they're stuck. They are lacking motivation. They don't have any systems. They're not meeting expectations. I've had a few this year that in particular that were on a PIP, a performance improvement plan, which for those that don't know, that's kind of the last ditch effort a company offers an employee before they're fired. And they have anywhere from 2 to 4 months to change their ways, or they aren't going to keep their job. I haven't lost a person yet. I've gotten every single person I've worked with off their PIP. And I really work hard at helping them to create the systems and the structure that will help them to not just get off their PIP and succeed in that moment, but continue to do so forever, for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, because the systems and tools and techniques that I teach, they last. They're in place and they work, because I help to make sure that it's working for how that person's brain works and how they think. And so there's some set things, of course, that are kind of consistent across the board, but there are also ways that they have to be tweaked for that person. They're like, well, I don't think like that. I'm like, okay, well, then we're gonna make it. So it works for how you do think. That's the goal.
And the thing is that when you're saying those individuals who felt stuck for somewhere or another, everybody that I know, I'm pretty sure we will always feel, you know, different ways stuck somewhere. How to make forward, that's another question. But that's what I hear from Julie. Is like, you know, you have your, you know, if you're able to work with those clients or those individuals, they are aware, they are systems. And as you said, you never lost yet someone in the past. In the
court, right? I don't accept failure on my part.
Go ahead.
Your question.
No, I was saying that if our listeners or audience is able to hear your episode, you might ask, so what is for Julie, what is her system?
What is my system personally?
Yeah.
I do have a great amount of structure in my life. I have routines, and let me just say, I do practice what I preach.
Yeah.
And I do test things out on, you know, myself before I will share with clients, but I have very set systems and routines. As I said, my morning routine is very set. I get up at the same time every day. I have, you know, this set list of things that I get done, journaling and taking my dog out, exercising, you know, getting ready for my day. And, you know, we all have about the same kind of things that we need to do. And it's a matter of doing them in an orderly fashion.
Yes.
So it becomes a habit. It comes down, honestly, Francisco, to creating really good habits. Mm-hmm. Where you can rely on them. Because when you get used to doing things a certain way and you repeat this, it becomes easy. You don't have to think about it so much. And we don't want to have a lot of stuff on our mind. We don't want to have, you don't want to be thinking about minutia constantly. That's not what our brains are super excelling, you know, where they excel. That's not their superpower. Our brains are so wonderful to be able to think, create, and decide and ponder and design various things. So we want to free up space to do that. If you're having to always remember, oh, I have to write that check. Oh, I have to make this call. I have to do this. No, just have things written down in a place you trust. You will see them again. That's the key. If you haven't written down on little scraps of paper all over the place, that's not going to go well. And almost anybody who does that will probably attest to it. But I do have very set systems. I have a consistent bedtime. Yeah, I'm in bed, lights out, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And that way I'm up at the same time too. I have never used an alarm clock. I don't have to. It just, my body knows, okay, yeah, we're done sleeping. Wake up. 5:30, 5:45. I'm up.
Yeah.
And, and I have, you know, my routine in the morning and, you know, my tea and everything's all set. And I really like, and I strive for a very gentle, peaceful morning so that my day starts out without any stress or anxiety. Because when people start out that way, the day doesn't always go so well. So I really work at helping my clients to also have a really wonderful beginning of the day, starting with, you know, having enough time in the morning to get ready and start your day really ready versus, oh my gosh, I'm so late.
Yeah,
and, didn't get this done. And oh, I didn't even get breakfast and, whatever their issue is. No, that's not a great way to start your day. Start it, you know, where you're excited and enthusiastic and, you know, you've cleared your plate of things that need to happen. I also am really diligent with my calendar. I keep appointments very, very well noted. I do not leave anything, commit things to memory in that regard. I have other things I need to think about. And schedule is not one of them. That's why we have tools for that. So I always make sure that I keep everything on my calendar, and my task list is always up to date. I don't have things, in the past for weeks on end. Whatever I look at my list and say, okay, this is what I have to do today. And I also have excellent balance with my work and my personal time. So I have the set hours that I work, and I work 4 days a week. I keep that to that point. And then I always have one work weekday for personal appointments and writing. I do a lot of writing because I'm working on my fourth book, and I write a lot of blog posts and put a lot of content out. So I write a lot, and then my weekends, they're free.
There you go.
They're free.
So what that is, if this part was being listened, has been heard by some of our listeners and audience. If there's a system that someone can create and follow, they create this kind of little habit, and then that will help them. As you said, start the day at least in a good mood, good shape, and then go. At least that's a good point. It's a good start, right?
Great start.
Sorry, there you go. My thing. So the question, what I'm hearing is, like, for those individuals that have problems organizing themselves, or they don't have a system, looks like there's hope.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Tremendous hope. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I have had clients where, I introduced the idea of working with using a calendar or working with a time management system, task management. And I've had people that say, yeah, I've tried this before. It doesn't work. I can't do this. So you haven't tried the way I'm going to teach you. What a chance. And, there's often some skepticism. There's some resistance. And then they see how it works. And they see some of the secrets that I share with them. And then, this light bulb goes off. And they're like, oh, wow, this is awesome. I love this. And they stick with it. And that's the best. That is so wonderful because, a lot of times we have these limiting beliefs that, that's not going to work for me. I can't do that. I haven't been able to do that in the past. Well, just because it didn't work before doesn't mean it's not going to work now. You were a different person years ago.
Yeah.
You've got more skills now. You've got a different life than you may have had, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever you tried it last.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Julie, for that. We're about to close. I wanted to have your episode ending this time. We already exceeded, but I don't mind because it's a good topic here, but we're about to finish. So just for me, I got is, whoever is listening to this is like, for those who are not able to organize, they don't think they're not able to organize, they don't have a structure, they don't quite have discipline, or they don't have a routine. There is a way. There is possible.
Absolutely.
You have to work, and you're able to be more productive. You're able to manage your time. You're able to be successful. And as well as having certain system within your mindset, seems like things can change. Wonderfully in a good shape.
Get rid of procrastination and overwhelm, frustration and stress. Yeah, all that can go. We don't need that.
Sounds like it's for me, Julie, that conversation. Julie, I'm very sure. This is it. This is your episode. Thank you very much. But I would like to invite you, if you would like to wrap up your episode, please go ahead.
Well, I guess I would like to encourage those that find that they could use some additional assistance in this area. And you're always welcome to reach out to me. Easy to find me. And my name is spelled Julie Shulem. I'm the only person with that name in the entire internet. And my website is coachjulie.com. I can be easily reached, and I really, really want to just help. That's kind of my goal for the next few years. The rest of my career here actually is see how many people I can pull out of that dark space of disorder and stress and frustration, and get them on the right track so they can be happy. I mean, really, what else is there?
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Julie. And if you don't mind, for today, for this episode of yours, I will take the title, Create a System Within Your Mindset. That's what I got. Title for you. Julie,
beautiful.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much, Francisco. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Well, dear listeners, good morning, good day, good evening. This was another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach, Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. Until then, stay safe. Thank you.